The crisis in Georgia has caught the international community searching for an appropriate response. It's not clear what anyone can really do when a major country such as Russia chooses a military confrontation with a smaller, weaker neighbor. The World's Katie Clark reports.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice sent a strong message to Moscow yesterday.
This is not 1968 and the invasion of Czechoslovakia, where Russia can threaten its neighbors, occupy a capital, overthrow a government, and get away with it. Things have changed.
Or have they? Robert Kagan is a senior associate with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
Russia made the first move. In these kinds of situations, the power that makes the first move is often the winner.
Some Russian commentators boasted today that Moscow has little to fear when it comes to retaliation from the West. They argue the United States and Europe have few diplomatic levers at their disposal and seem to be ruling out force. Defense Secretary Robert Gates today.
The United States spent 45 years working very hard to avoid a military confrontation with Russia. I see no reason to change that approach today.
Gates warned, however, that the Georgia crisis threatens to strain U.S. and Russia relations for years to come. David Phillips is with the Washington think tank, the Atlantic Council. He says Washington needed to take a firmer stand with Russia before it invaded Georgia.
So far, the Bush administration has been asleep at the switch.
That said, Phillips argues there's a lot the West can still do to express its displeasure with Russia, but it needs to proceed carefully.
The goal isn't to punish Russia. The goal is to get Russia to fulfill its commitments. That means abide by the ceasefire, withdraw troops that it sent into Georgia over the past week, guarantee humanitarian access. So far, Russia isn't doing any of that. And it may not be inclined unless they feel as though there's a price to pay.
That price could be the suspension of Russia's membership in the Group of Eight major industrial countries and blocking Russia from joining the World Trade Organization and the Regional Security Organization, OSCE. Some have suggested that in order to really get Moscow's attention, the International Olympic Committee could threaten to pull Russia's plans to host the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi. David Cameron is leader of Britain's opposition Conservative Party.
The West wants to have a good and frank and open relationship with Russia. We want Russia to be part of the community of nations. We want to trade and cooperate over energy matters and other matters. But there is no excuse for invading another country. I think that is what we have to keep in mind here. That's what's happened.
For its part, Russia remained defiant today. A member of Russia's parliament scoffed at Defense Secretary Gates for saying Moscow's behavior would have consequences. He said this is the first time Russia's used its military since the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union. He said he'd like to ask Gates how many times the U.S. has used its military force outside its borders in that time. For The World, this is Katie Clark.